Blog Talk Radio.
Malcolm X.
A song for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who paved the way, lit the day. We owe them so much that it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must do is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song.
A tribute.
Progenitors of humanity, they named the moon and the dawn. What we must do is understand the divine role we are to play, and our children will love us, and our names they will gladly sing in tribute. Lit the day, we owe them so much that it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must learn is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song of tribute. Yeah, this is a piece for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who've been here and gone. Face down the oppression so that our role could be lessened, who helped us to know that we are part of the chain of life, and we owe to our children the same thing. We need to be children to face stand on, and if we live our lives on direction,
yes, whose names we do not know. Abargani, Hotep, Assalamu Alaikum, Shalom Alaikum, and all those beautiful words of peace. I'm your host, Brother Derek Jabril, and you're listening to The Narrative. Today is Sunday, August the 8th, 2021. And it seems like we just about on our way to the middle of the month. It seems like we just got started. But I'm glad you all tuned in today. It's a beautiful day here in the state of Texas, in Houston. And, you know, I want to enjoy this day with you all. We're going to be talking about today is procrastination, the twin of laziness. And before we get started, I want to read something that caught my interest today in the newspaper in Houston Chronicle. It speaks about the vaccine. It says vaccinated people may spread the virus. Now, if you all have noticed that every time you turn on the news, you keep hearing that the unvaccinated people is the reason why the Delta variant is being spread. And here we go in the newspaper. It says this from the New York Times. It says, in yet another unexpected and unwelcome twist in the nation's pandemic, fully immunized people with the so-called breakthrough infections of the Delta variant may spread the virus to others just as easily as unvaccinated people, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention said in a report published Friday. The vaccine remained powerfully effective against severe illness and death and infections in vaccinated people are thought to be comparatively rare. But the revelation follows a series of other findings this week about the Delta variant, all of which have upended scientists' understanding of the coronavirus. Now notice, they've been going on this tangent, constantly talking about that they're blaming this variant on strictly the unvaccinated people, right? But have you all noticed something? Out of all the weeks that this coronavirus has been spreading, have you noticed something? You never heard not one word dealing with people taking preventative measures. You know, in the nation, we were given two vitamins to take and one mineral. And that would be vitamin D, vitamin C, and the mineral zinc. Those three. You all may have it in your home. Start looking and taking those. We need to start looking more at prevention, especially those of you who don't intend on taking the vaccine. You got to ask yourself the question, why aren't they bringing that up to you? And all this crazy talk that it's just the people who's not being vaccinated that's spreading this. Gotta ask yourself, because look at, it's like the Quran says, man, whenever an unrighteous man brings you news, you got to look carefully into it, lest they harm a people in ignorance and be sorry for what you did. So I thought I want to pass that on. Start looking into preventative measures that you can take for yourself and your family within the nation. We were told about vitamin D, vitamin C, and the mineral zinc. All right. Let me see, man. Let me bring in my co-host today. Brother Wiley Muhammad, you here with me today, sir?
Yes, brother. I'm here today.
All right. Salaam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salaam.
Yes, sir. We're going to be talking about procrastination today. And
okay.
this was a subject that was inspired by a man by the name of Robert. I'm not going to give his last name, but we talked about this. And I thought man, that was an interesting subject to bring up. And, brother, do you have any comments before we get started concerning the newspaper article?
On the news? Man, I've been looking at this thing, too, man, regarding the COVID.
Yes,
and so many opinions from different sources about the vaccine, about the variant, Delta variant, and just all of this period. The people I see are utterly confused about it. You're having scientists say one thing under the Trump administration, and
yeah.
from the Trump administration all through the administration today of Biden, you're having scientists say different things. And as a result, these are supposed to be your great minds and
exactly.
guides for the people. They always saying follow the science, right? Follow the science,
right.
follow. Well, what they don't understand is scientists disagree on the science.
Yes.
What
That's
do
right.
you do then? See, they don't look at that. I guess they think that scientists all agree on the same thing about this particular vaccine. They don't. So
right.
it depends on what scientists are you listening to. Some people are listening to different scientists from the ones that are on the television screen that we are seeing that supposedly represent Moderna, Pfizer,
yeah.
Johnson, J&J, and others. Well, you know, you have scientists disagree with this altogether. You look at, you got
right.
to look at why FDA won't sanction the vaccine. You know, why won't they? Why they are being
mm-hmm.
basically for? Why did this come? Why did this come to be a political matter? Anyway, it shouldn't have never come to being a political matter, and now it's just all up in the air. People don't know what to do. People don't know what decisions to make. People are being frightened into making decisions that they really don't want to make. They're being bribed
right.
into making decisions that they really don't go along with. Where is all of this coming from? So
That's
how
right.
do you think the people, yeah, how are the people able to make a pretty sound decision based on all of this noise that's out here about it? You can't
mm-hmm.
really expect them to. So
that's right.
And then people are being blamed for making decisions that don't go along with the federal government decisions. It's a mess. It's a mess.
That's the right
so
word
it means,
for it.
It's a mess. And the country is reflecting that across all of the states. It's a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a mess that the country really don't know how to get out of.
Right, right. Yeah, that's a good way to put it, cause, man, or like the sisters normally call it, a hot mess. It was a hot mess, brother.
Yeah, a hot mess.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And because I've been noticing that all week, man. I have not heard anybody. They keep pushing the vaccine, but I never hear anything talking about taking preventative measures, you know, giving the people something to prevent. You know, even though, hey, the corona, cocoa, whatever you want to call it, is alive. You know what I'm saying? It's something that's trending now, you know, even though the virus don't even know that it's alive. You know what I'm saying? But
it's
even human beings.
Rolling on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The human being, man, you know, we make it alive. and the deal is that you don't hear them telling people how to prevent it. They always keep pushing just, you got to take this vaccine or else. You know, but
yeah.
Being in a nation, you know, we really spiritual scientists. That's where we are.
Yes.
A lot of us are.
Yes.
And so we
yeah.
looking at preventative measures that can be taken while this thing is going on. So we from what the nation found, man, and the people that's within that studying this thing, man, is vitamin D, vitamin C, and the mineral zinc will help you. It will help your immune system to combat this thing. But you don't hear a word of that from the scientists. You don't hear a word of that from none of them, doctors.
Well, no. I would ask this.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is reasonable. Where would you prefer? Because I would ask this to the country.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you prefer having a war? Inside the country or outside?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to have a war, where would you prefer having it? Inside your country or outside?
Yes. Great
well,
question.
Personally, myself, I would rather have it outside. That's
uh-huh.
a real preventative measure being used.
Right.
America uses it all the time. This
yes.
is why you're not trying to fight to get the enemy out of your country. This is why America is a country about preemptive everything. Preemptive.
Mm-hmm.
Strike yeah. before being struck. You understand
there you go.
What I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Sure do.
Being able to use intelligence to read
yes.
the signs, whereas you can see the energy rising to strike you and you
yes.
hit before it fully develops.
There
Don't that make sense?
There you
Don't
make
that
a
make
lot
sense?
Of sense.
So why don't they use this same strategy when it
mm-hmm.
comes to the virus?
That's right.
You see?
That's
so,
right.
So, because it is a war. And you
yeah.
have here two particular environments, one outside and
mm-hmm.
one inside.
One inside.
Your immune system is designed to deal with whatever breaks through the line of defense and gets on the inside.
That's right. That's
and
right.
you have another defense system on the outside that is there to prevent anything from getting inside.
Right, right.
So it makes
That's
sense
right.
to me to try and develop methods and means to prevent
mm-hmm.
the enemy from getting inside and having to do combat there.
Yes, yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
It is because they telling you this. The enemy getting inside, even though you may destroy the enemy once inside.
Yep.
The long-term effects can be devastating of what
That's
the
right.
enemy has done while it was active on the inside.
Right, right.
You may not recover from the damage that the enemy does while inside, simply because you are eventually able to fight off the enemy and
right.
live. So the inside defense system, your immune system, is it not the secondary one? It
Come
is
on.
The secondary defense.
It's secondary,
system.
Exactly.
See, Man. You have to study war. You have to study war. And so we have watched America fight, right? Using this method of warfare ever since, what, they fought the, what, British?
Oh, yeah.
That's, you know, that's the last enemy they had to fight before they became the enemy of the people. Well, the first one, they became the enemy of the people who lived here themselves. Mm-hmm. And we see what that was. They overcome the people that was here and took possession of this body of land. Right?
Sure did. Yes, it did.
So the only ones that had been able to penetrate the defense of America has been their own kind, the British.
That's right.
American war, right?
Right.
And since then, America has developed systems of intelligence that allow them to know when anyone, any enemy, was getting ready to do what? Make a move against them, and
right.
then they would use preemptive measures
right.
to thwart the attack, right?
That's right.
Well, man, come on, man.
That's what I'm saying, man.
That sounds really reasonable to me. And so, I mean, you know, it sounds really reasonable to me, man. You can have your own little world going on right here in America, the people still enjoying life, and all of that if these measures
right.
had have been taken. But it looked like to me somebody was asleep on post.
Mm-hmm.
And if they will sleep on their pulse, then this is how the enemy was able to do what? Penetrate.
Come on in. Yep.
And come on in.
It's
and then
the
if it was
come
on the inside, now you got really problems, which damn near 700,000 lives has been the results of.
Yes. Yes.
And it's going to be many, many more because it's on the inside, right?
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
And
well, you know, man, you know, we don't want to do more of this. Because we could go on and talk about this. But, shit, I'm telling you, man, this is a real problem that the country has.
Yes.
But the citizens
yes.
that are in the country, you know, I'm sorry,
mm-hmm.
The citizens now have to, the citizens have the problem. So now
yes.
the citizens got to form whatever strategy they need in order to protect themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Against the enemy outside of themselves.
That's right.
That is all throughout the system. Body.
That's right.
Outside.
And it's definitely working.
On the inside of them.
That's right.
So
you got to take preventative measures.
Yeah. To me, I might be wrong, but according to the strategies that I've looked at and examined pertaining
mm-hmm.
to warfare, me being a citizen, well, I would be working real hard
yep.
to develop methods
mm-hmm.
and plans to prevent
that's right.
this invisible enemy from penetrating you know, my borders, my perimeter,
that's right,
and coming inside of me. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait till it get inside. It's the danger is too great for it to get inside,
mm-hmm,
because of the damage that it can do that we may never recover from. It could destroy your organs. It could destroy your organs. It could mess your heart up. It could mess your lungs up. It could mess your brain up.
They've
even found it in your genitalia. So it can mess you up all kinds of ways. So you don't want it to get in.
Mm-hmm.
So when
you
go back to all of this, our people don't understand this because they don't study war. If you go back to the measures that are being used now with the vaccine, and you look at the vaccine, what is it, what it's designed to do?
Mm-hmm.
It's designed as an early warning system.
That's it.
An early warning system that allows your defense system to respond quick enough to respond quick enough to the invading enemy before it has the time to replicate so much that it overwhelms your system.
Mm-hmm.
Because
exactly.
In the secondary system, you do have the soldiers that can kill it.
Right.
But
right.
If they are overwhelmed by the numbers of the virus, they can't kill it, man. As hard as they fight. You know what? I'm telling you how this is working inside a person. As hard as they fight, they are forced to go into areas of your body that they have no business in to try and destroy that enemy. And in the process, they are killing your same soldiers now.
Mm-hmm.
They are killing systems in you.
That's right. That's right.
And so, because there's war going on everywhere, they recognize and see what has been tagged, they're trying to kill it.
Mm-hmm.
And that means sometimes, what do you call it in warfare? What do you call it when people are killed in warfare?
Yeah.
Have nothing to do with it.
Right. Right.
Yes,
collateral
it has
damage.
Nothing to do with it. Innocent enemy bystander. I'm saying innocent bystander.
Yeah, they call it collateral damage.
Collateral damage.
Yeah.
But this collateral damage has been destructive in your body.
Mm-hmm. Inside of your body.
In your soldiers
trying
to kill the invading enemy.
And that is your white blood cells.
So as a result of their attempt to do so, they are moving into areas they normally would not be there, and they're killing every damn thing. And so, just say they manage to kill it and then expel it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you look at it and say, what damage have we? It's a damage assessment.
Right.
It's a damage assessment. How bad were we hurt? Golly.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got everything trying to fix those things that are so needed to get the system back online as quick as possible before the patient's demise.
Right, right.
This is real warfare. This is real warfare now. And all I can say, you know, is you better stop leaving it. You better stop leaving it. Put it like this. It's not wise to leave matters of such great concern as life and death in the hands or leadership of those that have panicked themselves and don't know what to do.
Well, how the hell if they don't know what to do,
then how the hell they gonna lead you?
Yeah, because they are definitely suffering with spiritual blindness. We talked about that last week. That's what we're looking at. Because I'm glad you put it the way you did, because, you know, the Art of War book, we talked about the moral law. What's the moral law? You know, yeah, exactly. You know, the moral law, I do remember it says that it causes the people to be in complete accordance with their ruler. Well, what is the ruler? See, this is something we're going to point out today with dealing with this procrastination thing. Because a lot of people, man, they don't realize, brother, that you are the ruler in your own physical house. You don't understand
that. They
better
realize it.
You know what I'm saying? That's talking about you. And you know, matter of fact, let me pull this book up. Okay, here go the page. It says, the moral law causes the people to be in complete accordance with their ruler so that they will follow him regardless of their life, undismayed by any danger. Now, we ain't talking about no outside person, not from what the premise where I'm coming from. I'm talking about you in your own house. You control yourself. If you want to go right, who's making you go right? You are. Your arm is responding to your command. And it's just the theme, brother. Procrastination. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into this. Because what is meant by procrastination? And why is it on the same scale of behavior with laziness? It is because it is in the same action. Both are spiritual diseases, as far as I'm concerned, because life has its fleeting moments, and we must always be on the alert to capture the reigning opportunities that comes our way on a daily basis. I mean, you have an opportunity. Now, brother just laid out some biology and warfare. And what's going on inside of our body? You have an opportunity to prevent this. Because every day you wake up, you can take preventative measures. Right, brother? Every day you wake up. Because it's intelligent.
Yeah.
You know, it's intelligent.
Yes.
And the deal is, you know, we wake up every morning, thoughts of advancements, you know, is being presented to you every day. In the same manner as we have atoms falling from the sky every day, we can't see them; they're undetectable. But you also see rain too, you know, which we experience. Rain comes down in abundance, but you're seeing things constantly come down, you know. And this is what I want to point out about opportunity: it's all around us. You know, if you open your eyes, because the Supreme Wisdom by Master Farad Muhammad teaches that, you know, big fields await the wide awake man and woman. And I remember one day we was talking, and then you had brought this up. You said, you know what that means, don't you? Wide awake means that your eyes are wide open. And what that is saying that, you know, to the wide awake man and woman, is that you are alive in the expression of the wisdom of God. You are alive in the love and understanding of self. You shortchange yourself, brothers and sisters, by being lazy to your own expression and visions of self. I mean, damn it, what are you waiting on?
It's conditioning, Derek.
It's conditioning,
man. Programming. It's jacked up, man. It's jacked up.
Yeah. Because think about this. This word here, they always throw this up. They won't let me. They are in my way. They who? Go into a quiet room and look in the mirror. They are not in there with you. It's just you and your thoughts.
You can't. No. No, they is. Yes, they is in there with them. They in that big head of theirs. That's where they at.
That's where they at.
They,
I mean, could it be?
That's where they
could
exist.
Could it be, brother? Could it be that they are contributing to you know, their shortcomings of self? And like you just said, they are in there, you know, but it's your own personal thoughts of illusions and failure. You got to silence your own negative criticism of self and be the internal God in your mental house. I want to start there.
Well
being
said,
the God
by the way,
in your
you
mental
was,
house.
What you said was well said.
Yes, sir. Because your mental house, what is that? You know what I'm saying? I mean, now that you've been living under a rock, you done heard these words about conscious, subconscious mind, intuition, you know, you done heard these things. But are you the ruler in your mental house?
No.
You want to get on that, brother?
No, they're not the ruler. Hell no, they're still slaves.
Come on.
That's why they're waiting on the master to make the decision for them what they should and should not do.
Right.
They are not able to make it for themselves. But as I said, because they have not come from under the bondage that locked them in, they are not able to make such decisive decisions. And if you look at everything going on regarding this, it's not that they don't know there's a decision to make. They are just afraid to make it. And so being afraid to make it, they are procrastinating as opposed to being lazy.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
they
are procrastinating because they know in the making of that decision what it involves. And it involves conquering your fear of the slave master, because that's the only way you're going to be able to break loose from his persuasion and influence is to conquer your fear. And if you look at right now, the whole society, somewhat, not completely whole, is being driven by fear. That's for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
They are either driving it by fear or bribery.
Right.
Look at that. Bribery is being used for some, and fear is being used for the multitude.
Yes.
For the ones... And, you know, you just go ahead. Go ahead, please,
No, I'm just saying, old boy, yeah, because those main two, bribery and fear. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He can afford to bribe you because his world, he's watching it crumble and fall in the front of him. Look, I guess most of us thought that he was just going to accept, well, your time is up. Your rule is up. You're going to have to give up all of your power. And we expect for him to be a good sport about it.
Right.
Okay, I relinquish all of this. I have had it for 6,000 years, so I relinquish it now and give it up. Man, hell no. They tell you in the book, man, this beast was terrible right now. This was his most terrible hour. We fighting like hell. Why? Because he knows he has but a short time to live. And they need to understand that short time to live don't mean just like all of them gonna be killed in one sweeping whatever. That's science fiction. No, it means the loss of their power of persuasion and influence, which means that, one, they going broke. Boy, money got a lot of influence, and they are losing a lot of it. It doesn't matter how much they print. They are losing a whole lot of it. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And that other persuasion and influence that they have is in the minds of the people. And the people are saying, what? I ain't scared of you.
Right.
I'm not going to work and be no slave no more. Hell no.
Yeah,
I tried to get $15. I tried to get $15 an hour. You didn't want to give it to me. So now it's too late. I want $25 an hour.
Right.
And when you agree to that, I'm going to say I want $50 an hour.
Yeah. Exactly.
Whoa, wow. And if you look at him. If he already knows. That's what the war is between the heads of state, Republicans and them. If you can't get the people back to work, you can't get the engine to running. If you can't get the engine running, then what happens to production?
Oh, more than just slow down. Heck, it'll crash.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And they trying every way in the world through fear and through bribery to get the people to come back to work. People right now are so scared of the terror of COVID, that will not go back to work in the force that they once was for nothing. And a lot of them, what they call it, how is the saying go about the mother of invention?
Oh, yeah.
Something about the need being the mother of invention. Well, basically what it is, people were out of work so long, they found that there were other things that they could do.
Right.
To make the amount of money that they were making on these jobs.
That's right.
Hell, a lot of the employers found that they could save money if the people weren't at these particular structures.
That's right.
They didn't have to pay these gigantic light bills, and they didn't have to pay for all of these other things. They saved money. So America is being forced into the utilization of what? Technology, another kind, which is called what? People working from home. What kind of technology they refer to it as?
I believe also, brother, people have waking up to the illusion of that, you know, that, oh, hard work is going to get you somewhere in the country. No, it don't. Some people have worked for over 50 years, man, and now their Social Security is being cut, you know, because they're being taxed on their Social Security. I mean, now the people have woke up to the game of the illusion of the dollar bill. I mean, it's paper. It is paper. And like I said once before on the show, matter of fact, I did on talk show. I told them that look, the mob will blush when they see when you wake up and you see just how paper, the way they set this whole thing up financially with the money, and they took the tangible thing, which is gold, that's something solid. But now you got this paper economy that got distributed all around the world. And if my thing is this here, to those who want to sit up and fiend at the paper the way you do, you put $1 million on a pallet, and you put some flaminate on it, and you set it on fire. That $1 million is going to burn up, and it's going to all go up in smoke. And then you tell me, what do you have afterwards? Think about it. So now those of you who lust after the dollar, do evil things for the dollar, you're doing it in the name of illusion. And what rules the intelligence here? It's illusion.
Yes. Well, let me say this, since the subject is about procrastination.
Yes, sir.
A lot of us have heard the story about the ant and the grasshopper, right?
Right.
The grasshopper was a procrastinator. It wasn't that he was lazy. And a lot of times people confuse procrastination with being lazy. He just chose to do, that was a choice. He just chose to do something else rather than what he knew he really needed to do in order to have what he needed to have when the winter came.
Right.
The ant was just the opposite. The ant said, well, I'm going to use this time now where I can go and gather the things that I need and store up deep into our home while others work on the structure and making it strong, whereas when the winter comes, we can lay back and relax. And if you notice, the winter months are longer.
It sure is.
You know, then the summer, So he can lay up and relax. And so what happened? When the winter came, the ant was inside chilling. That's the word they like to use, chilling. And had plenty to eat. Wasn't worried about the weather.
Right.
And the grasshopper, you found him stuck on somebody's screen door.
Right.
All hard and everything where he didn't succumb to the environmental pressures.
Yes.
You see, because he didn't have nowhere to go.
Right, right.
This is going to happen to a lot of people. I'm just telling the truth. It's going to happen to a lot of people. What happened? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad used to tell us, prepare against the day of want.
Of want.
Prepare
yes, right.
against the day of want. He said, we need farms to produce our own food.
Mm-hmm.
We need trucking to take the produce from our farms and move it into the cities, to the distributing centers, so that our people can get to the
right.
produce.
Right.
And so the people laughed at him, say, I ain't going to be no farmer. I ain't going back to them old days. They did everything. Man, Lord have mercy.
That's true.
He said, we need our own schools to educate our own people.
Yep.
Well, we can secure our own schools, right? Because
right.
we can run them like we want to run them, right?
That's right.
Now your children are stuck having to go to what? Schools that you have no real control over.
Mm-hmm.
And be exposed to everything, all of this disease out here, and then become carriers of the disease to come back and kill your whole household. One child before you realize that child has any symptoms of this virus, the virus is spread over all of your household. Now,
mm-hmm.
whereas one child had it, all of your household now got it.
Right.
Ooh,
that's right.
Man. But
yep.
we say, I ain't gonna listen to Elijah. I ain't listening
mm-hmm.
to that old time stuff. You see? Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Food, you ain't seen nothing about food yet. Well,
that's right.
Procrastination, look at it. You're procrastinating. You refuse to make the decisions that were necessary to provide for your life and your loved one's life in times to come. And now
mm-hmm.
you and your whole family has got to pay for it because you chose to, what, hop around in the bright sun.
Right.
Have fun and play.
Yep.
When you should
like
have
you
been
do now.
Working.
Constantly got to be
God.
Entertained, you know, and you don't give no type of thought towards your own survival and livelihood. You rather sit up and be entertained by Facebook, by YouTube, by people out there acting a damn fool. That's what's killing you is all this recreation. You know, brother, I'm glad you brought that up about the grasshopper and the ant, because in the long run, while the grasshopper really have turned around and became food for the ant, who was the worker? Yeah, you hopping around and now you died. Well, the ants ain't gonna just let your body just sit there. The ants gonna soon shoot. You lay on one of them beds. You die on one of them beds.
The ants,
and they ain't gonna pull
they
you
use,
apart.
They're very skillful. They use everything.
Right.
They use everything they can for the benefit of strengthening the whole.
That's right.
Ooh. You know, and man,
God.
I'm telling you, did you know recently before they extended the evictions to 60 more days, I think that's what they gave the people, 60 more days, because
right.
It is over 30 million people that are to be evicted from their residence. Right?
Uh-huh.
Brother, do you realize, just think about this. Prior to getting that notice that there was going to be an extension,
mm-hmm.
because you got to remember what the politicians went home. They done went home. They said by them going home, that couldn't be done, but they found a way to do it, right?
Yes, yes.
Can you imagine what the people were experiencing who were behind in their rent for 4, 5, 6, 7 months, and for the people
mm-hmm.
who were behind in their mortgages, likewise. Can you imagine what their thoughts was? Can you imagine how it was for them to get up every morning knowing that eviction was creeping up,
mm-hmm.
you know, where it was 30 days before. Then it went to 20 days. Then it went to 10 days. At 10
right.
days, if you could have checked the people's blood pressure, who was under that kind of a burden of getting, if you had checked their blood pressure, it would have blown everything that you, the stress that it was causing.
Right,
the stress,
right.
All of the things that were happening in households, murders, and all kinds of things. Why? As a result of blame. The man blaming it on the woman blaming it on the man, blaming it on the children blaming it on the parents. Can you imagine the stress that it was causing in these households until they say you got a 60-day extension?
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Brother, there ain't going to be no more extensions after the 60 days.
Yep.
Take it. But
okay.
When, like the messengers say, believe it or let it alone. There
That's
ain't
right.
going to be no more extension. So if the people have not gathered the resources that they need or negotiated some kind of way
mm-hmm.
to stay in their homes or residence period, all businesses, they
right.
go.
They
go.
Don't. That's right.
You know why? Brother, I'm telling you, it's going to be a grievous thing to see. It's
mm-hmm.
going to be grievous, brother. It's going to be, you don't want to see this. I don't want to see this. But it's what's going to happen when you see. I've seen a sister on TV was so grateful. I mean, she was crying. I think she had about 3 babies, and she didn't know
mm-hmm.
what to do, and I think somebody had come to her rescue
and
gave her things, and it said, oh, my God, she was crying. She was
right.
saying, this is crazy. It's like, this can't be true. It just can't be true. She couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Man, let me tell you something. We finna enter a time. time, that brother, you don't even want to think about it right now. I'm not going to even bring that up. Don't ask me to discuss it. And I'm talking about within the next couple of months.
Okay.
Less now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's why this is a timely subject, man. I mean, what are you waiting on? And you know, it just reached the top of the hour. But I want to say on the other side when we get back is this here. Look, y'all, when you talk about procrastination, listen to the title, Procrastination, the Twin of Laziness. Don't you know this is coming right out of the law of polarity? Because it's based in degrees, and we're going to get into that when we return. Because man, I'm telling you, brother, like you just said, man, within 2 months, and I wonder just how many people that's listening to this right now. I got time, because I hear this from young folks. Oh, I still got some time to do that. No, you don't. Here we are. We just begin this month, right? And here it is. We already in the eighth day of the month of August. How much time do you think you have left, brother? We'll be back on the other side. Y'all listening to the man?
These are the ruminations of a cluttered mind. In the sky of falling shooting stars, the thoughts zoom through my head, largely of their own accord, at their own speed and velocity, and I randomly pluck from the ether sphere, one from here, one from there, quickly examining and letting go, as the little lights continue to speed against the black ground of eternal dark, which signals the entrance of poor knowledge while masking its simplicity. These are the ruminations of a cluttered mind. Thoughts flung in fear, lodging deeply in their targets, planted far below the surface so that their roots are strong. Thoughts born to question things as they exist, to ponder reason where there seems to be none. Thoughts of abstract and concrete, from both sub-basement and top floor loft, wondering, who is our neighbor? Then realizing it doesn't matter, because we don't love ourselves. Crying out selfishly, bless them, O God, for they know not what they do. Too nearsighted to see, let alone admit that we don't either. Invoking the deity to upgrade our status on the chessboard of life. Change us, O God, from fodder to the protector, from the pawn to the king. Then can we study war no more, cause our sons won't have to go, and we can smugly speak of loving our neighbors as ourselves, while performing surgical strikes with bombs and dropping turkey sandwiches from the sky. Aren't we good monsters? Courteous Frankenstein, sweetly apologizing for murder while sponsoring the food at the wake. Righteous vengeance is what we see. We even use Jesus to justify it, as our persistent and varied crucifixions continue unabashedly down the corridors of time. And I, like the Buddha, randomly pick and examine thoughts, sometimes consisting of outdated paradigms like justice, or even ancient and useless ones like peace and or love. Yeah, it's true. We created Satan to demonize and dehumanize our enemies, and we created this vengeful everybody in the dark, so that we don't see that your plane follows the leader without thought, as he spews righteous indignation while on the run. And it is true that in every situation, no matter how tragic, the seeds of opportunity exist and often tumble into the political as administrations and careers are saved and numbers rise on opinion polls even as they fall on the dial. This is about loving our neighbors as ourselves and helplessly understanding that our neighbors don't stand a chance. This is about forgiving our debts as we forgive our debtors, and other pretty words that don't mean nothing whenever shit gets thick. This is a classic disconnect between actions and well-dressed rationalizations that are earnestly masqueraded as truth. This is education without critical thought, the putting in as opposed to the drawing out, the happy assassination of reason and collective integrity. This is about lying to ourselves, making green, blue, and up, down. This is about voluntary blindness, the abdication of responsibility, the inherent inclination to cast the finger of blame, and the inability to find solution because it's not pointed at ourselves. but don't take it serious. Only the rumination of a cluttered mind, the painting as seen through filtered eyes, the rational sincerely seeking abnormality so that the picture may come into view. These are
of a cluttered mind by Dr. OBDK Kamal. He's known as Baba Doc. And I listened to some of the words in that song. Voluntary blindness. Is that the truth? We are back for hour number two. And I also want to say a big hello and thanks to our listeners there in Uganda that they just added on, they're listening to the narrative. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for listening in. I don't know how many of you all are enjoying us, but we thank you for listening in to the narrative. We are talking about procrastination, the twin of laziness. And I want to start here. You know, let's look at the origin of procrastination and its causes. You know, you will be surprised to find that it's really not much to say on the subject. It is as cut and dry as it comes. Procrastination mounts up to nothing more than just lack of enthusiasm and emotional interest and laziness. Why am I throwing laziness in this? It's because, how can we put this? Sister Minister Levette Muhammad had brought this up on some of our past programs. When we made mention of Lazarus in the Bible, she called it, she says, it's lazy or us. Lazy or us. You know, it's a spiritual disease that plagues not just Americans, but it plagues the world of human beings. No matter your creed, You can have a lot of money or color. It don't matter. All have fallen into this mental illness that sparked, you know, at one point in time. You know, it falls into your actions, whose main function is just to lower the energy levels of enthusiasm. And bro, think on that word, man, enthusiasm. You know, it is a force, you know, that moves all thought into action. If you're enthusiastic or something, you really move at it, you know. It's kind of just like what these people do with this YouTube and stuff. They can't let it go. Even though you sit there talking to them about financial stability or trying to, like you said, raise some food, you know what I'm saying, do something like that, but they can't seem to turn off the YouTube. They can't turn off the Facebook because they're not enthusiastic about their own livelihood. They're more enthusiastic on finding out what the latest celebrity is doing. What Cardi B is doing, all that crazy madness like that, but yet your whole house is falling into shambles. I mean, you can't have action without the force of thought pushing the action into existence. You know, all beings throughout the universe recognize this fact as we witness the turning of the planets, bro, by the force of light that pushes the planet from the sun. Thought acts in the same manner as light in the brain. It is an electrical impulse of light that causes the firing off of activity in the brain at the speed of 24 billion miles per second. I'm saying this to everyone because there's a great lesson in this from the Supreme Wisdom in this procrastination that goes on throughout the universe. And what is the lesson? The lesson is that if you would learn to make sound decisions, then you will make that sound decision instantly. Because if the brain is fired off at 24 billion miles per second, then answer me, please. Why in the hell does it take you to make a weak decision, you know what I'm saying? It takes you to make 2 weeks of a decision just to make a sound decision on what it is that you need to do with your life. It makes no sense, dear brother. What do you think on that?
Well, I'm going to be as fair about it, as balanced about it as I possibly know how to be. And so there are things that can cause one to procrastinate. And they all are not negative.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it just, you need more information. You need more data.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, but largely, it's you think that you have more time than
mm-hmm.
necessarily you really might have. And that's
right.
What can get you in trouble. Thinking
right.
that you got more time than you actually have can get you into trouble. And you find yourself, when you activate now and begin to do what you were procrastinating on,
mm-hmm.
you are hurried. And now that you are hurried, it is affecting your ability to be thorough.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where you find a lot of gaps and mistakes and you trying to then go back and fix them and get
mm-hmm.
back on this path and that path. And so you find that it's your procrastination has caused you more problems than you had anticipated just from procrastinating.
Right.
You know, and so the Negro, now I would say the bulk of them, they know what they need or what they choose. This is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
They choose to do otherwise because they think and believe that they have more time than actually they have.
Right.
And so many people are destroyed every day if we look at them based on that. Look at the fires on the West Coast, right?
Mm-hmm.
People contemplating whether or not procrastinating in making a decision whether or not they should leave or stay.
Right.
Then when they finally conclude and make the decision, it's too late.
Yes.
As they drive their vehicles trying to get out of these fires, their tires blow out from the heat of the roads. Their windshields pop and explode. And it's utter panic going on inside of the vehicle, screaming, hollering, crying. You know, and then when the heat of the flames really touch them, you know, man.
Oh, yeah.
And what I just described, it's what's going to happen to people who have chosen to procrastinate.
Right.
Concerning what they know they need to do right now.
That's right. That's exactly right. Because I don't understand, brother, how is it that you can't take an hour out of your life to deal with your livelihood, your personal circumstances? You can't take 1 hour. You can't even take a few minutes, but yet you give over damn near 15 hours to entertainment. To a movie, you know, to movie. I mean, just step back and take a look at your situation, those who listen. You wake up in the morning. You wake up to what? You don't wake up to prayer, some of you. And you know I'm telling the truth. Some of you don't wake up to prayer. You jump out of the bed. You may turn on the radio. You may turn on the television. Then next thing you know is you get in dress, the radio blaring, the TV still going. Then you leave out for work. You get in the car, radio blasting, or your rapper cussing and whatnot. in the morning time, you driving to your place of work, and then you get there at your place of work. Then if you're not in an environment where music is being played, at least you got some quiet time to yourself while you work, and you probably you in the thoughts with yourself. However, some of you got to the point to where you got these little earbuds now, and so now you got more stimulation from more entertainment going on in your ears. Some of you don't listen to talk shows. Oh no, you constantly being entertained. You got music going. You got some of the negatives that comes out of rap. You even got some positive rap that's going on from those of you who have higher consciousness. But for the most part, now you're getting ready to get off of work. Okay, then here you go. You got the radio on again, going home, listening to music. Then you make it home. Then you take a look at the bill. Then you put it up on the table. Okay, I'll pay it later. I'll pay it tomorrow. They say, you notice more entertainment. You're going around, you done popped a beer can. Now, you're sitting up drinking before you go to sleep, or then you're finding some sports on television. I mean, it's a constant distraction. that's constantly going on, brother. And for no time that you were spending on trying to either better your condition or trying to find a way out of your condition, you constantly being entertained until that day come, like you say, within 2 months. Now, this is coming up for some of you out there, for many of you out there. 2 months from now, I mean, now, less than 60 days now, they gonna cut you off.
They're going to cut them
off. What are you waiting on? Yeah, what are you waiting on? Because don't you know that God, the reason why I talked about that 24 billion miles per second on the speed of thought is because when you think on the mind of a God, God does not waste time in making a sound decision. You know, when one reached that level of mastery in any field of human endeavor, you know, a master in the field don't waste up to a whole week to make a decision. A decision is made in seconds because of the acquired knowledge that is needed is already in his or her possession. I mean, because we are admonished in the supreme wisdom to be fast moving, quick thinking, right down to the modern times, right? Remember, this for the rest of your life, for it will become a great value for you in the days ahead as this present world system that we are living in is being removed from all memory. Stop,
you know,
wasting time. Move at the speed of thought. Right now, like brother just mentioned about that fire. That fire, man. Do you think you can outrun fire? Now you can if you got a head start. If you see the fire coming, then you say, oh, it's time to go.
But you hear people. You hear a lot of people. When you look at it, you hear a lot of people. If you look at, just say you're looking at the news, you see a lot of disaster, right? And you see people who have survived it with their lives, but they've lost everything else, right?
Yes, yes.
They all pretty much say the same thing. And what they say is, we thought we had more time.
Yeah. Yeah,
we
right.
We barely got out with our life. We lost everything, you know, and they almost lost their life. And they tell you, if they had stayed 5 minutes longer, they wouldn't have made it.
That's
you know,
right.
And it could be a tornado, a hurricane, fires, mudslides, whatever. But they all basically are trying to tell the people something about what it's actually like to be in that situation.
God,
and
no.
I had to, you know, my daughter is a doctor.
Right.
And I had recently talked to her. And she was basically really concerned. And basically she was saying, Dad, why don't these people listen? Why don't they listen? She was a little distressed because of all of the sickness and death that she's looking at. You know,
right.
And why don't they listen? I said, baby, I said, listen to that. I said, I know how much you love and want to help the people, but all of them you will not be able to save, regardless if you work 24 hours around the clock. You will not be able to save them. So I want you to understand this and accept this and continue doing the great work that you're doing.
Right.
And move on. And and move on. Let me tell you something, man, it's going to be, this is stuck. You know, our people are used to being rescued. Listen to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Our people are used to being rescued.
Right.
Somebody is always coming along, and rescuing our people from some disaster or the other. This time, there ain't nobody coming. Oh, my
God.
I hate saying that. I really hate saying that. God came to rescue our people. You hear what I'm saying?
Yep.
They didn't listen to God.
That's right.
So if they didn't listen to God, they didn't listen to God's messenger. What make you think they going to listen to you?
That's right.
Ain't nothing I could say more profound than what God has already said through his message.
Yes, yes.
You hear what I'm saying?
Well, yes, sir.
So
definitely.
As I'm talking to my daughter, I'm telling myself at the same time, because I'm hearing God. Continue your work. Continue your work. But if they don't listen, ain't no more rescuers.
That's right.
And you gonna see a multitude more than your mind can even imagine.
Oh, yeah.
So get your mind ready for it. Get your mind ready for it. Carry a big, instead of carrying a handkerchief, carry a towel. Because it's going to be soaking wet with your tears of what you're going to see that is going to happen to our community, in our community. That's all I'm thinking right now. Because of their failure to listen to God and his message. It's going to be really
horrific. You know, brother, and the sad thing about it right now is that the God, man, you know, he's all wise. You know, you pray. You pray for the knowledge that you seek, those who pray. You ask for things from the Creator. How do you think it's going to come to you? You think it's just going to fall out the sky to you? It don't operate like that.
A lot of them do.
Whatever you pray
for. A lot of them do.
Yeah, a lot of them do. Whatever you pray for is going to be answered through a man and woman, period. They have the answer that you're looking for. But the minute the answer is presented to you in the form of the person of a man, or even in the form of a book, why do you sit up and reject what you asked for? Because believe me, it ain't gonna just be just sitting there now. Life has its fleeting moments, as we talked about at the beginning.
I'm gonna say this, well, brother, we got time. Don't worry about it. We got time, man. You know what I'm being.
I know what you're talking about.
We got time,
bro.
Why don't you quit stressing over it? We got time, bro. But right now, what I'm finna do. And I know you're right, but I know you're right. But right now, what I'm gonna do is, you see, I gotta run over here and get this paper.
Right.
Right now, I ain't got time to go with you over here. I know you tell the truth. I know what that's all about, brother.
Right.
You keep doing your work, but I know what it's all about already. Right now, I got to take care of my business.
Right.
I gotta go over here and see this gap.
Right.
I gotta go over here and make this paper.
Right.
I gotta go take care of my business, bro. I can't do that right now. Okay.
Exactly.
But exactly. I know you're right. I know you're right, bro. You're right about what you're saying. I know. But and look here. I'm going to get to it. Know this, brother. I'm going to get to it.
Right.
What? Look at him, bro. Let me tell you something. When you look down in that fire, and when you look down in that water, and when you look down in that bed, and you see them choking on their own slime, choking on their own slime, they can't get no air. They can't breathe. Like you see the brothers who be getting killed, and they say, I can't breathe, I can't breathe.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
These, they ain't even going to have the strength to say, I can't breathe. Brother, I'm telling you of some horrors. You know, procrastinational. I'm going to get mine. Don't worry about it. I'm going to get mine. But yeah, bro, let me tell you something. Man, I don't need the mask. I don't need to. What I need to wear a mask for? I got the shot.
Well, you must ain't heard,
brother.
Right.
The scientists that you listen to and the politicians that you listen to say even though you got the shot, you need to wear the mask. But see, I can't hear that, brother. I can't hear that.
Yep.
I can't hear that. Okay. I'm telling you, brother.
Yep.
It's going to be something. You know, you're not going to want to see it, brother. You're not going to want to open your eyes to see it. You're not going to want to hear it. You know, that's one of the things. They said, one of the things I used to look at in the old Charleston Heston movie about Moses is the angels told them to go into the house. And the angels told them, don't come out.
Right, right.
And the angels said, put wax in your ears. Because you don't want to hear, you don't want to even hear what's going to be going on outside. Close your windows and your doors, lock them tight.
Right.
See, this is spiritual language to tell you what you should do regarding the time right now in the world. You don't even want to hear what's going on. It's too persuasive.
Right.
Because it's going to be such wailing and agony and grief. You can't open your heart to it. Because if you open your heart to it, you're going to be in the same shape. And if you open your ears to it, it's going to affect your heart, and you're going to be in the same shape.
That's
if you open your ears and you open your eyes to it, it's going to affect your heart and mind, and you're going to be in the same shape. You got to understand what them doors and windows are because they go straight to your brain.
Come on.
They go straight to your brain. We're talking about receptors. We're talking about the receptors on the human body. And to hear that, and to hear the crying, and to hear the wailing of children suffering like that, dying like that, to see it on the news. You don't want to look at that, brother. To see the babies dying and choking on their slime, not being able to reach your loved one because you're prevented because of the disease. Brother, you don't want to see that.
Right.
You don't want to experience that. What did the angels tell them? The angels told them, because death is going to be in the street. Death is going to be in the street. And another thing I'm going to throw in there. They had others going who were commanded to go. Look at
it.
And put on the door of the ones to be saved. An X. Ain't that something? An X?
Ain't that something? Yep. Out of all things,
that
an X.
And the mark, of the X was from the blood, was from
the
blood of a lamb.
Yes, yes.
Brother,
right in the book.
Brother, my brother, you don't want to. You really don't want this. And that's why we work so hard, trying desperately to reach the ears and hearts of our people.
That's right.
That they may get this and find refuge. Find refuge in their homes. Safe from the destruction of today.
That's right. That's right, brother. you know something, brother? Man, what a beautiful point. You know, I wrote some notes on this program, and I definitely want to read some of it because of where we are right now. You know, matter of fact, it says, number 6 here that I wrote, it says, will there ever come a time when procrastination will cease to exist? And so when I was writing and I started thinking on that, will there ever come a time when it ceased to exist? Then what came up through my mind was, unfortunately, no, because it is a spiritual disease of choice. You know, it is a self-imposed disease that have its base in ignorance and laziness, which will be a human condition still existing long into the future. Unfortunately, procrastination is not an overnight removal. As long as ignorance, lack of enthusiasm, and laziness exist in the individual person, procrastination will remain a spiritual disease on any planet in the universe. Now, this is what I did, brother. I broke down that word procrastination, right? But what I did, I put hyphens there. Don't you know you got in there pro, you got crass, you got in, and you got nation. Now, check this out. Pro being in informal means professional, right? Crass means lacking sensitivity, refinement, or intelligence. In meaning an integral part of, and nation, which means a large body of people united by common descent, history, culture, or language, inhabiting a particular country or territory. Now check this out. Now when I infuse all of those elements of the word procrastination, don't you know it spells out this? It means a professional lacking understanding in nation building.
Right.
I mean, this is powerful. Because
it is.
If you're lacking an understanding of outcomes, that's holding you back from achieving your goals and purposes.
Yes,
what is holding
sir.
You back from the greatness within? You know, I wrote an article a few years ago in a book that I wrote in back in 2016. It's called The Inner Sanctum of Self. And I'm going to share words from that article I wrote in there. It says, what is holding us back from the blessings of God? I pose this question to all believers in God. Is it some mystical cutoff and on switch that we seek? The blessing must be tapped in order to be successful. Why must we keep falling back into the same habit of talking big and walking slow? Many of us go to sleep at night with the mindset to better our life and change our financial conditions and dream about affecting the world in magnificent ways. When we wake up in the morning, we wake up with the same wants and desires, but very little progress and movement is made towards our desires. We science with our lips all day long about what can be done and what must be done without formulating a plan. This mental and psychological chain of undeveloped desires must be broken. We've got to do the unthinkable. We've got to want success more than just recognition in order to get the success that we desire from God. What is holding us back as a nation of people? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad has pointed out to us an important key, and that is unity. It is the lack of unity that is holding back the blessings of God on the nation of his choice. We are a chosen people, chosen to run the affairs of the earth in the dictates and orders of the living God, who will dwell in the land with his chosen people. The Allah of the past hid his identity from the people for trillions of years. Now that time has passed. Now we live in the platinum age of Allah God, who has appeared in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, whose picture and identity is made known to the public. All who will sit in the seat of Allah after the masterful Supreme made known to the public. Who will sit in the seat after? Now, let's see. Okay, let's see. Okay, I know what I've missed up on that. But it says, who sit in the seat of Allah God after the Master Supreme One would be no equal to the perfected wisdom that would be here trillions of years into the future. It is important to note that the next Allah will be born here in the Western Hemisphere. And that's what I wrote back in 2016. Where are we today? Where are we today? You know what I'm saying? You know, procrastination is a parasitic condition. It's parasitic. And, you know, it's a condition of the heart. It is as though this condition of the heart is burdened with these parasitic thoughts of laziness. Because it's just like you said, you talked one time, brother, you said that the power is in God's word. It's power in the word. What words are you filling your head up with? And why is it that you don't seem to have the power to change the things that you say that you want to change?
Well,
and then the beautiful thing that you put up, I'm going to say this, the beautiful thing that you put up is that you threw in biology, because the elements never goes away. It only gets trapped by white blood cells, which covers the foreign element. It quarantines it and contains it. Go ahead, brother.
I was simply going to say, you know, when you look at the messenger, and you look at the God. And what was the job of the messenger? The job of the messenger was to prepare us. Look at this.
Right.
Was to prepare us for God's coming.
Right.
So in his preparation of us, he had to clean us up, right?
Right.
He had to clean us up externally, and he had to clean us up internally.
Right.
For God's coming.
Right.
Where was God to come? He was to come to us. How was he going to do that? With the word that the messenger brought to us. He came in the word to us. Did we receive him? Only if we receive the word.
Right.
If we receive the word, we received him. The scripture bears witness to it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, in the Bible it says, what? By this shall you know my disciples.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? How was it? They keep my sayings. They keep my word. The word is well. It's in them.
Right.
Look at the Last Supper of Jesus. Eat of the bread, for it is my body.
Mm-hmm.
Drink of the wine, for it is my blood. This is symbolic.
Right.
Flesh of my flesh, meaning we are the same, we have the same body.
Mm-hmm.
Blood here is the what? Water of life.
Right.
For the body.
Mm-hmm.
And it runs everywhere.
That's right.
To feed the body.
Mm-hmm.
And if you receive the word of the God coming through the messenger, whose responsibility it was to clean us up and make us fit, because we were not fit for such a one.
Mm-hmm.
He taught us to eat right, right?
Right.
That cleaned us up physically.
Right.
He taught us what not to partake of, what to partake of, which cleaned our minds, what to dispel,
right,
and what to consume.
Right.
Right? He had to make us fit for this word. This word, they say, in the beginning was what? In the beginning was what?
God.
The word.
Mm-hmm.
And the word was what? God.
With God. Yeah.
He spoke it.
Mm-hmm.
The word went into us.
Yes, sir.
Do you hear what I'm saying, brother?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do.
Then think of it. See, you got to realize a lot of people, us in the hills of North America who heard the message of teeth, we thought we were sharp enough to deceive him and God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. This is divine, brother. So those who have the word of the God in them, they
mm-hmm.
need not worry about the flames that is consuming all of America.
Mm-hmm.
They don't worry about the flame.
Right.
They the
not
word.
Even
in
mind. mm-hmm.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
The word. Yeah. The word message every cell in our being.
Right.
Messages them and let them know exactly what to do.
That's right.
Whereas,
that's right.
What? And you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't worry about it. We don't need the sunlight. We don't need the sunlight. The scripture in Revelation tells you that.
That's right.
We don't need the sunlight anymore. That's old world. Why would you need the light of the sun when God himself, the all-knowing one, dwells among you?
That's right.
In the Lamb. In the Lamb.
Yep, yep.
Huh? Say we don't need
That's
the
right.
moon, nor we need the sun. For God
yep.
himself and the Lamb dwells among them.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care
yep.
how dark it gets. We don't care
right.
how dark it gets. We have no problem seeing where we should step.
That's right.
Where we should move.
That's right.
We are guided by the light of God himself.
That's right. That's powerful right there.
And where you find stars, stars
mm-hmm.
are found in the midst of darkness.
That's right.
They are there who want to find them their way.
That's right.
So he's making a new heaven and he's making
mm-hmm.
a new earth. The new
right.
heaven and the new earth that he's making is in the mind of a man that he created.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Ooh, I'm going to leave that alone.
That's right. And going back to what you were saying about that, about people that have experienced being in an inferno, and how you had to run, you got to make haste, you know, because brother, I've heard, man, some people even spoke of seeing fire tornadoes. Fire,
right.
A tornado of fire, bro.
That's right.
And you want to sit there with a damn water hose and think that water hose gonna save you? You better get up out of there. A fire tornado, man. Because of what they call them little devils or whatever they call them things, but those devils and stuff like that, man. But that is fire, man, going around, whirling around up in there.
Well, what it shows you is what they are really attached to.
Right.
And because they are attached to their home, because they are attached to their cars, because they are
mm-hmm.
attached to their furniture,
because
right. they are attached to all of these things, they are consumed. Even if they physically make it out of the fire, look what they say. We have nothing.
Nothing. Yeah.
We don't say that. We don't say that.
No.
Because we know that all
mm-hmm.
things are born of thought.
That's right. All things.
All things are born mm-hmm. of thought.
That's right.
Hell, we can, we know then
right.
that we can create places and things far more beautiful than the things that were consumed by the fire.
Mm-hmm.
So this keeps us from worrying about things like that. We don't have
mm-hmm.
that kind of concern.
That's right.
What we use is thought
mm-hmm.
to create.
That's right.
Oh, I ain't going no further into that.
No, that's true. Yeah, it's true because I share some words on that because the little book that me and the group were reading on right now,
yeah.
Studying in. Okay, the book says that thoughts are things, but the words I was saying is that thoughts are things, but they are only things that to those who don't have a clue. You know, thoughts are the origin of all things. That is that all things that is possible. I mean, thoughts can be likened to the firing off of a car engine. I keep bringing that up about that 24 billion miles per second because when you have a well-developed mind, you know what I'm saying? And like you had pointed out about the eating to live, you know, we got to do a show on that. A show on that soon. Soon because a lot of people don't realize that the way you eat is also a direct bearing on the way you think as well.
Well,
because you got poisons, you got it could be tainted with chemicals, all kinds of foreign
yeah.
substances in the food that you eat. You know, they're slowing you down.
Well, your best food that you have is filled with all of the things that you mentioned.
Exactly.
And
we have
a system in us to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
We have a system in us to deal with it. It separates. Well, we're going to that another time. We don't have the time to go into that.
Yeah, it does separate.
Yeah. That's why they refer to it as what? Digestive system.
Right.
Excuse me.
Right.
And it's processes. All
right.
One have to do is study them.
Right.
Just study
exactly.
them. Digestive
exactly.
system. Excretory.
One thing
system.
I learned. What's that one? What is that other one, brother?
Excretory system.
Right, the excretory,
that's
right.
A system designed to expel all of them things out of our body that
right.
we don't need.
Man, we gonna have to definitely talk on that man. That's we got to go into how to eat to live because it was very important because that was one of the main things we were taught on dealing with that how to eat to live and how those foods operate within our body. God, dog, brother, I didn't realize this program almost over on the 30th. Well, you know what? I want to say thank you to those who listened in to us today, and we pray that you got something out of it. I'm pretty sure you did. And, man, y'all got to move like your life depend on it. Stop all this hanging out in Facebook. And I mean, that's okay if that's the thing that you want to do. Hey, you the rule in your own house. However, man, take some time to look at your condition. Look at your family. Look at your home. Take some time on those things. They're very important to your livelihood. So, thank you to our listeners.